ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו.
אמן.
יוד גימל אדר וישן, מונדי דה 18th פברוארי, רבי שלמה מילר, אין הדבר תלוי אלא בי. יו. All definitions were explained.
Once again, b'siyata d'shmai, we have the opportunity to b'chazik ourselves together. B'siyata d'shmai, ulevai the Rabbeinu Shalom should give me the right words. It should be a chizik for all of us.
For half an hour.
As a continuation of yesterday night, whoever was there, we'll just maybe just brief start the message and then go on. B'ezer Hashem, ulevai, pick up ourselves, get a bit closer, ulevai. So we mentioned the message that Chazal say in Maseches Sukkah that Hillel HaZaken would say in Simchas Beis HaShaiva, Im ani kan, ha-koil kan. If I'm here, everything is here. And the question is asked, Hillel HaZaken, the symbol of Anovo, ani kan, ha-koil kan, what's going on here? So Rashi on the spot says it goes Be'etzem on the Ribbono Shel Olam, ani ani hu. It's very simple. But Lefi Toisvis, which it goes on in Hillel himself, what's the pshat, ani kan, akoil kan, vifashteit min azazach. So I once heard, I don't know if it's pshat, but the etzim idea is gewaldig. There was once a pshat shtetl, there was two bati midrashim there, two shul. One for the rich people and one for the poor. Everything would go very good, they would get along together, gewaldig. But comes Simchas Torah, the poor people in mamish be so jealous. Why? Because by the rich he's don't let me get tans. It was going hot. A festus in Chastarian. By then, they got more of a stir over there. So they found out, and sure enough, very simple. Over there they got a few dollars to the name. So before Yom Tov, wine, beer, vodka, whiskey, and mail is a tans. By then, no penny, Fashlovim. So they made a takona every Friday. Every one of them, Spalalim, would bring a glazel of vodka, one glass of vodka, and there's going to be a barrel there in the kitchen. And every Friday would pour in, and finally, Be'ezer Hashem, Simchas Torah, a whole barrel of vodka. They're going to show the richies what to say Simchas Torah. And sure enough, every Friday, everybody would come with the glazel, pour it in, and Simchas Torah is coming up. And their mamish, waiting for it, and comes finally up. They give to the Rav the first glazel. And the Rav goes, L'chaim, L'chaim, Boruch Ato Shahak, Nia B'dvoroi. He starts drinking, he starts vomiting. It was gefelich. What was this bar? Very simple. Come to the poor man over there. Where do I have the money to try to make an effort for glazel vodka? Come with Sesson. Hey, one sec, we're here. 100 mispalalim. So what's the problem? 99 vodka, one glass of water. Butl b'meya. The problem was that everybody made the same cheshbon. It came some stir along. He got a full barrel of water from Let's Dio Rachmuna Litzlan. Yeah, Shmarayim. But to do this, right? Hillel HaZaken says, "Befrat and Simchas Beis HaShaiva." There's those who say, "Oh yeah, Hakol Kan, Baruch Hashem." The Olam is dancing away. Honey, I'll stand on the side. But he says, if anybody says he's going to say that, you're not going to have na Hakol not ani. Everybody's got to come with a festa to be machlik with himself. Ani kan! If everybody would say ani kan, then you'll have a kul kan. It's the same thing in a shul and a shir, right? There's those who, mamish, they're there all the time. They feel achrayas. They understand that ein adover tolui elobi. I have to do what I have to do. And understand that the achrayas is on me. But there's those who all the time throw the achrayas to all kind of us. Everybody besides himself. What says? Ani kan. Everybody, if it's a shir, Stolzefor. There's people making effort for Torahway. There should be shiurim. If there would be those who say, oh, Shein Akril kan. Ani, excuse him. Shem Yirachim, how it look. But if everybody over here comes with a chalota, ani kan, I come to share, I come to the daf yomi, I come to learn, I come to daven on time. So if everybody would say ani kan, then you got a koil kan. Understand? Ein ador tolu elabi. But those who look to throw all the guiltiness, all to blame the whole world, and to throw a chrais on the whole world, never ever get anywhere. So we mentioned just one of them, just remind another one story. We mentioned about this milkman who got a invitation to come to Beis Din. Hey, who did I get stuck with? I get along with everybody, but with Beis Din, you know, start up. He comes there, and sure enough, who's suing him? The baker of town. Where we get messed up? So the Reish Beis Din comes in. Yes, milkman, baker, what do you got to say? This milkman, I got him. And I order from you bags of kilo of cheese. With that, I make cheesecakes. Lately, I'm looking after, I'm pushing, surprised, amazed, gewalt. Kilo is 1,000 gram. You put in 900, 800 gram. And it's not 1 kilo. And it's not, it's dozens of bags. A lot of years. It's a lot of money. Reish Beis Din, the milkman, you got to wait at home. He started, stuttering. Not really. Well, you don't got to, so how do you do business, Rabbi? I don't have a way, but I'm a very straight man. I built myself a maznaim, a vokshel, a long stick, 2 plates on both sides. And every morning I go to this baker's store and I buy a loaf of bread, which is another kilo. On one side, I put the bread, the other side the cheese. And I know there is a kilo. Right? So before we blame the whole world, where am I in the picture? Ein hadover tolu elo bi. That was the message that we spoke about yesterday night. And I want to go on with it. What's the gap with this parsha? Understand how everyone has his special tafkid. Yes, we can't get along with them without you. Understand that ein hadover tolu elo bi. Right? The attitude of the Bederech Klal is, Shein Dalim is dope. We don't take a chrys on ourselves. We don't understand how important we are. And that's why, Shein, I did, I didn't. Naf Kemina. It don't work like that. We have this week's parsha. Kisiso Esroish B'nei Yisroel. What's Kisiso Esroish? So, Rashi explains that when you come to count Klal Yisroel, don't count them, Chas V'Sholem. Just take everybody from everybody, a machzis, a shekel, count the coins, And then you'll know how much Klal Yisroel there is, right? So the question is why when we're talking about counting of Klal Yisroel, why we're saying Kisiso Eschoish? What's the pshat Kisiso? Chazal said in the Medrash, Atozoykef Eschoisham Shel Yisroel. When you count Klal Yisroel, you pick up the head of Klal Yisrael. Atozoykef Eschoisham Shel Yisroel. What's a shayches hotes? The counting of Klal Yisroel to Kisiso Eschoish. So the Malbim in the beginning of Bamidbar says a gewaldige thought all about what says another insight about what's the meaning of counting Klal Yisroel. And just Bershuschem with a bit color to it. When I was a boy, by the age of 9, 10 years old, we lived in Muncie, New York. And once they took us from Cheder to a trip to GMC, General Motors Corporation in New Jersey. I think it's a Zechreinu Levracha today already. But anyway, in those times, it was the Agans. It's huge. It was like mamish. It's like a whole city in Moiridi. And we came into there. It works in an assembly line, right? So there's like tracks, not from the ceiling. And there's chains going down from the tracks. On every chain, there's just a form of a car, a piece of metal without anything. Now, there's about 2,000 workers all over the line as they're separated into groups, right? And now the form comes to the first station and there's a group of workers who just jump on it and for 1 minute, everyone has his special task. This guy puts a metal, another screw, and then it just goes on to the next station. And again, more parts to the car. And then the engine. And slowly but surely, you can see, wow, it's Svelta Shtikl Mensch. You can see seats, mirror, the windows, mirrors, steering wheel, whatever. You have lights. And after 60 minutes, finally you got a brand new car. He puts the petrol and he takes it to the parking lot. Every minute, another car. Every minute, another car. Now they explained to us that they work in 2 shifts. Every shift, 8 hours. Before every shift is a count to see that all 2,000 workers on the spot. Because there's one worker missing. No cars that day. I mean, of course, that the guy who puts in the steering wheel or the brakes, Versteitzer, but everything, missing a light, missing a handle, who's going to buy such a car? Only after you count that everybody is there, then the signal is giving and counts, and then they start working. So the Malbim, we Klal Yisrael, we're not just like Japanese or Chinese, billions of people without any connection besides these interesting eyes, whatever. We are Klal Yisrael. We are something else. We are Miki Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, and every one of us has his special mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Yes, we can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone his special koiches, his personality and his cleverness, everything what's needed for your tafkid in this world. No extra Jews. Sometimes we feel, no, Baruch Hashem, so many people learning Torah, so many people davening. So what, my davening is so important? My Blat Gemara is so important? Yes, you're counted. Kisisa is Roish. Yes, when you count Klal Yisrael, you pick up the head of Klal Yisrael. It's coming to show us how important everyone's Avodas Hashem is so important, not just for yourself, but for the Gans Klal Yisrael. We cannot get along without you. Yes, understand that the whole Klal Yisrael, Ein Adomer Tolu Yelo Bi. Yes, because if I won't give my effort and my Avodas Hashem, whatever I could, Kodesh Baruch doesn't want it to, doesn't ask me what I can, what I could. Make the best of it. Make the best of yourself. It's not just for you. It's for the Gans Klal Yisrael. Ein Adomer Tolu Yelo Bi. Yes, Klal Yisrael cannot get along without my Avodas Hashem. It'll be missing in the whole Metzias. Yeah, and there'll be a light missing, a handle missing in the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. Yes, no extra Jews. There's a famous story. Pesach Kron says over. I heard it from the Bala Maisa. In Borough Park, there's a yeshiva by the name of Derech Chaim. The Rosh Yeshiva is Rabbi Yisrael Pluchek. He learned with my father, Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzel. And his son, Rabbi Moshe Pluchek, is a Magid Shir, is a Rebbe there in yeshiva. An amazing story. They go out to the mountains, yeah, July, August, they go to Mount Tselo. And he says over that, once one year he comes into Beis Medrash and he sees a guy which looks like in his first footsteps in Yiddishkeit with his Gemara Schottenstein in English, and he's sitting and learning there, and from time to time he goes over to the Lindy Beis Medrash, try to get some help, a pshat in the Gemara, a mahalach of a sugya. And this Reb Moshe is a very, very special personality, a geshmakiyid, and they got very connected, very mekusha, this yid with this Reb Moshe Pluchek. Ad kedikach, that he felt so openly with him, and he told him that Nebuch, the doctors found the machla in the liver, and they have no idea what to do, and the mamish like, they picked up the hands. So he looks up at him, he says, excuse me for the question, but how do you manage to smile? He says, well, Rabbi, I'll tell you. When I was a young boy, I wasn't zeichet to be learning Torah. Until finally I was zoichet to become a Baal Tshuva. And I started learning. I felt I was climbing the walls. I couldn't manage. Until finally somebody brought me these Gemaras. I don't know how to explain it. But every time I sit and learn, I'm telling you, it's Teiras Hashem Temimo, Meshiva Snuffish. It calms me down. That's what keeps me on going. And this is going on another week and another week. Towards the end of the summer, the Moshe says, I come into Beis Medrash, and I see this guy sitting and learning with his nose down. And I look up to him. Hey, good morning. What's up? Oh, so-so. What happened? Well, Rabbi, I'll tell you. There's some thoughts which are making me meshuga. I can't get rid of them. It's mamish. It's getting me so frustrated. What happened? So he says, listen. I'm sitting here already over a month. I got to know all you guys. I'm telling you, you're amazing talmidei chachamim. Unbelievable. I'm sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having loads of nachas from all of you. But myself, I sit here in a line of Gemara, another line of Gemara. I'm useless. I feel like something extra in this world. Like, who needs me? And it's making me crazy. I don't know what to do with myself. Reb Moshe looks up at him and he says, you have no idea what I Hashgacha Prat is. Last night, mamish last night, I came across an article. I didn't understand why. Now I see about Hashgacha Prat is for you. And that article was saying about this big musical conductor by the name of Toscanini. Toscanini was an Italian music conductor. He was something very, very big. He left Italy in 1937 because he was mad at the Italians that they went together with the Nazi Yimach Shemam. He was anti-fascism and he came to America, and since he was a world famous music conductor, so they gave him to go on with his musical performances on NBC in the radio broadcast in America. Anyway, he died by the age of 89 in 1957. Mamish, a few years before he died, he went out to pension, and there was a guy by the name of Harvey Zacks that came to write his biography, since he was a world famous music conductor. So from time to time he would come up to him and questionnaire, right, and write another article in the book. One day he calls him up, Toscanini, you got time to meet tomorrow? He says, tomorrow, no chance. Hey, what do you got tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow. This is going to be a big performance. A whole concert that they're going to be performing some of my songs, some of my musical, my shtiklich. And it's not my age to go there. It says, I can't get there, but it's going to be on the radio. And it's very important for me to see how they performed it. So that's why tomorrow, I'm very sorry, but I'm busy. He says, wow! Toscanini, you gotta let me be with you. You have no idea how much I'm waiting for the opportunity to write all about Toscanini listening to music. Please let me be there.
But you?
You all the time question. You don't stop talking. I need total silence. Says, I promise you, I don't speak a word. Remember? Okay. This Harvey Zach says, he writes in his book, that I came there, and this Toscanini was mamish arangiton in the black box. Besides him and the music, the Welt is gestorben, nothing doing. He's mamish inside. And finally, after about 2 hours, they finished. And this Harvey Zacks writes, I wanted to be a nice gentleman. So I started complimenting. Wow, Toscanini, it was fantastic. It was amazing. You can see there's such a special man behind it, like you, that mamish was Maflib a fella. Instead of saying thank you for the compliments, he starts becoming all mad. Aish, this is so far from being complete. I was waiting for something much more better, much, much more complete. He said, what are you talking about? It was amazing. Aish, instead of 15 violins, only 14 showed up. And I'm very frustrated. He writes in his book, I was sure that this Toscanini, he became old. How could you, one out of 15, realize that he was missing? And by the age of, can I know, 87, 89, 88, and the radio broadcast from those times, he went off and was pushing, laughing in his heart. Next morning, you don't know, for some reason, he decided it's worth a check. Maybe there is something in this old man's words. And sure enough, he starts making all these phone calls. And he chapped the one who was in charge on yesterday's performance. Hello, hey, my name is Harvey Zacks. You were the one in charge. Yes. Wow. Wow, just do me a favor. Can you check up how many violins were supposed to show up yesterday? Oh, why not? Pleasure. He looks up the papers, 15. Oh, wow. Wait, one more favor. Can you check up if all of them showed up? I can try. Hey, he goes through the list. This guy showed up. And all of a sudden, by one of the names, he hears him making a phone call behind. And he comes back to him. Oh, I'm sorry. I see one of the guys did not show up. Are you sure? Yeah, I just found out. He says, wow, I don't believe it. He runs to Toscanini's house, knocks on the door. He says, what do you want? He says, well, I came to apologize. For what? I was yesterday a bit, laughing at you, and I see you're right. One out of 50 were missing. But how in the world were you matzliach to find out that we're missing? How did he do that? Oy, Dr. Yuval, he says, very simple. You have to understand, I was the one in charge for all the notes of all 15 violins. You got to understand, they don't play on the same notes. For that, you don't need 15. Put whatever, one or two in a microphone, and you got it all there. But instead, everyone has his special notes. Of course, the bass is the same, you saw it, but everybody has got his notes a bit different. All together, it's a beautiful symphony. Yesterday night, I'm trying to listen. I see there's some notes missing. I know exactly which number violin is supposed to give it. And all over the performance, his notes are missing. So I understood. One violin did not show up. For the Gan Soilim, they don't have the big difference. 15, 14, 12. But myself, who was in charge of the notes, for me, it was very, very much missing. These notes, these special notes. And Rav Moshe goes on and says, didn't see it, maybe in your eyes, right? Another few lines of Gemara, less a few lines, big deal, who cares? The great conductor of the World Symphony, who wrote special notes for you, he'll be very much missing if you won't give him your special lines of Gemara. Yes, your special. Rav Moshe Plutchak says this was in the summer. In the winter, he meets the son of this guy, he says, oh, hello, how's your father doing? My father? He's not with us anymore. Huh? You mean it? Yeah. Excuse me, are you Rabbi Plutchak? Says, yes. Wow. I must tell you, you have no idea how much my father would appreciate you. And I want to tell you, because of you and your schus, my father would never, ever give up on his Gemara. Every day we have to bring him his Gemara. And before he would open up, he would say, the great conductor of the World Symphony is waiting to hear my notes. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives all of us, our personality and our kishrinis and our mishpacha. And from that point that we are, from there, Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting to hear our special notes. Yes, we can't get along without you. Ein adover tolui. LB, where am I in the picture? Where's my notes that I can give, that I'm the only one that can give these special notes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Understand how special every one of us are, right? Every Yid has his specialty, his very unique Nachas Ruach, that you're the only one who can give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on the other hand, you have to understand, sometimes a person says, okay, ain't I never told it to be, but I'm trying. But who am I? I can go up so far. I can get up so high. I'm such a simple Jew. I'm such a Pashto Yid. No chance for me being Matzliach. We look down at ourselves. And we have to understand that in Ruchnius, it works totally different. There's a great Medrash in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, which says about Rab Chanina ben Doiso, that he saw everybody bringing korbanos, and he decided he wants to also bring something for Hashem, but he don't got money. So what do? He went outside of town, he went in this valley, and he saw a big stone. Oh, this is a nice big stone. I think I can make something out of it. So he brings a hammer and a chisel, and he starts chiseling in the door, and made a beautiful form to this rock. And he goes back, he brings water and shmatas, and he makes it clean, and then he brings brushes and colors, and he paints it a beautiful, beautiful stone. Now you got to bring it to Harabais. So he brings a moving to make moving. So they come along, so what do you want to bring it? So it's to Harabais. From here to Harabais, such a big stone, 100 zehuvim. 100 zehuvim. Sorry, I don't even have 50, don't even have 20. So, sorry, we can't help you. So they walk away. Rabbi Shalom, please help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them 5 malochim, look like human beings. Do you need help here? Oh yeah, I got to bring this to Yerushalayim. Oh, how much are you ready to pay for it? Well, I've got 5 zehuvim, no problem. But one condition, put your hand to it, and then we'll get there. And sure enough, he puts his hand, and in seconds, whoop, hey, Yerushalayim. We're here. Gavaldi. He wants to pay them. And he picks up his hat. Hey, they're gone. Oh, Gavaldi. He goes to Beis Din HaGadol. I rented. I took Poilim. I don't know what to do. Don't worry. It's Malochim. So instead he gave the money for Talmidei Chachamim. Now, Chazal are telling us something. They want to teach us something. Now, I want to understand. Reb Chanina ben Dosa, please explain me, what are you doing now exactly? I understood that you don't have any money to bring a carbon, right? You only have 5 zuvim. Okay, I understand that you didn't know that it costs 100 zuvim. But, you know, bringing workers, a truck, or whatever, a horse, to bring such a rock, it costs money. It's not 150 zuvim, 30 zuvim. You don't got any. Can you understand, give me to understand, what are you, for hours chiseling and hammering and nochatos and nochaknak, what's your plans? What are you going to do on? No, you're finished. No, next. What are you going to do with it? And for hours he's painting it beautiful, making a merdik, a beautiful rack. But please tell me, Reb Chanina ben Dosa, what's the issue? What's your plans? How are you going to go on with it? Was tut sich der Pshat? Lelamdeinu, that by Ruchnius, it don't work like that. Okay, if I could, okay, I can't. In Ruchnius, it works differently, totally different. Pshat is, you do what you can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not ask us what we can. You do what you can. But go on. Don't make cheshbonos, but what's going to go on? You can chisel, you can hammer it. Let's go on. You can clean it, go on. Paint it, go on. Whenever you'll be done, whatever you'll use all your koiches, you'll take advantage of all your abilities, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more and more siyata nishmaya to go on and on and on. The emes is that the real nusach is what says, my abilities is also siyata nishmaya. First take advantage of the siyata nishmaya you've got already, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more and more siyata nishmaya. But never ever say, oh, voske nichton, no chance, who am I will be matzliach. No, you just go on. Just keep on going. Keep on going. And when you do what you can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more and more siyata nishmaya. Don't pick up your hands. Yes, ein adover toli, ela bi. I got to do what I could. Then we go to Kaychus, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. And then, Be'ezer Hashem, I'll just be able to go on and on. This is the famous story about this king who built a tower of 100 floors. And he was, and declared that whoever will be going in, we'll make it up. In 1 hour, we'll get a prize of 10,000 pounds. So 100 people go on. We got to make it. Not every day there's such a good deal. 10,000 pounds, not bad at all. And 100 people start going up and up and up and up. Finally, they came to the 10th floor. And 50 out of these hundreds felt like the heart is beating. What? 90 more to go up? No chance. You turn back home. 50 go on. And they go on. And the guy took off another floor, 20th floor, and sure, again, 30 out of those 50 felt that that's it, it's all over, no chance, another 80 floors, they'll go in the ambulance before that, forget about it, went home, 20 go on, and they go on, and they get older, get cautious, another floor, finally to the 30th floor, and again, 10 out of this 20, oh, give up. No chance. Heart is beating. Whoa. 200 miles per hour. No chance. He'll be Achmon and Salah will be in a funeral car before that. Forget about it. Just went home. Guy time. 10 of them went on. And they're going. And from floor to floor. You got to catch your breath. And another floor. Another floor. Finally came to the 40th floor. And one guy of these 10 guys say, hey, Chevra, no chance. It's already 20 minutes past, and this is only the first 40. No chance of us making it in an hour. And they made the cheshbon, he's right. From floor to floor, it's becoming slower and slower. So, they all started going down, besides one of them. Hey, what are you going on? No chance of you getting there. I don't care. But if you're going to drop, who's going to call an ambulance? I don't care. You're not normal. I don't care. Okay. And he just goes on another floor. And another floor. And between every floor, He sits down for a minute or two to catch his breath, to get back to himself, and finally he comes to the 50th floor. He don't believe it. An elevator. He pressed the button. Doors open. Presses 100. He comes all there, and the guard is there waiting for him with an envelope. Here's your prize. You're the lucky winner. But tell me the truth. You knew that there's an elevator here, huh? He says, not at all. What? So when you go on, you didn't see that there's no use? I'll tell you. I didn't understand. But one thing, I was trusting the king that if he said there's some way how to do it. How? Don't know. But in that trust, I went on, and here I am. Sometimes, you're playing the shilalim, you mean me. I will become a Talmud Chacham. I will become even Hashem. I'm going to get closer to you. Ah, you know what I am exactly. Yes, you. But how? You do what you can. We didn't ask what you can. What you could, you could. Do what you could. Just go on. And we will do what we could. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us more and more siyata d'shmaya. Just keep on going. Ulevai, ulevai, b'siyata d'shmaya. You should all have loads of atzlocha, loads of siyata d'shmaya. Mishenichnas odor, marbin b'simcha. You know what the guy told? What's b'simcha? He says, b'simcha. He says, I have so many choyves, how can I be b'simcha? If someone will take care of all my choyves, then I can be b'simcha. For haraya, b'simcha rosh ha-teves, b'choyt b'rachamecha harabim, shitrei chaviseinu. So he says, you go learn Torah? He says, yes. No. If you learn Torah, that itself is a simon. Why? B'simcha rosh ha-teves, shesam tochelki, miyoyishvei, beis, amedvish. That's lovely.